So now we're going to talk about Alex Hettinger's Web 2.0.
I really like the city in charge. Partners, the groups, or anything. And I also like the how you kind of gave like a little tidbit of information like about like what they were going to be learning in the upcoming year.
Well, do you have anything that you would add to it, like any improvements?
I'd say maybe this
I also wanted to put my contact information in there.
I maybe would have liked a bit more information about you yourself and stuff, because like students like to get to know their teacher and stuff and get along with them before they start the year.
That's what I think when I put personal pictures, it'll help a lot too.
Yeah.
So they see me not just as a strict teacher.
Yeah.
Would you add anything or like Prezi? Yeah. Okay. Cool. You want to do yours next? Okay. So I liked yours. I like how in depth you went and everything. My only concern is I feel like when you zoomed in, all I saw. And like, you know, when you're in high school, you're like, oh my goodness, like, there's a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe just shrink it down a little bit. Yeah. But I liked how, like, made like a real classroom, and you're like, here's a textbook. Like, you had textbook, actual stuff. Like, that was really good.
Yeah, I liked for when you had the whole year planned out and everything, because that was one of the things I liked so much about college was, like, getting a syllabus and knowing
it's
what
really
we're going
nice.
To be doing the next week.
Yes.
After the next and the next.
Yeah.
Just simplify it a little bit. As a student, you're like, oh, that's a lot of words.
Yeah.
I like how you feel like a textbook in the same state because there's two empty classes. You have the food going on.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I could have all the donors from camp every day.
I like
that idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A grading scale is built. That's what I wanted to add to mine too.
Okay, so now we're gonna go over mine, Bailey Heath's. Mine didn't have so much to it. I kinda wish I had like more ideas for scene arrangement, like Molly's and Alex's. I wanna talk more about myself as well and also maybe be more clear, because my expectations did kind of set out like how I'm going to grade it, but I think maybe having something specifically on how I'm going to grade would help students understand, like, you know, what they need to do to get through this class.
Yeah, I like how you talked about like an introduction about yourself. Like, I didn't really provide much information about myself, and that's something I could put in here because it's important for you to build a relationship with your students and with parents. So like, for them to know stuff about me is really important, not just only about how my classroom's going on. So like, I really like that. Was a good idea.
Like you become more personal, so like your students aren't sort of terrified of you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get to look at yours, but like, since you're an art teacher, maybe you could like put in your own artwork. Like, show them how
advanced
you are.
Yeah. I actually have a portfolio on my website.
Okay.
So
like
that,
a link to that or something.
Yeah, and I might just add that and also talk about like what fields I can cover and stuff, because that's the thing about art teachers is that they have a lot to cover.
What grades do you need?
I prefer high school.
High school.
So like
okay.
I could do like photography,
yeah.
ceramics,
oh, yeah.
the regular
cool.
art classes, yearbook. There's just a lot to cover. And I think that's something I should add in my Web 2.0.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Devin dishes up.
Oh, I guess my name Josh. I think going back to what you guys said, I need to add more about students because I included my bio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nothing about the students. Yeah. And probably add more stuff like materials of the classroom.
You could take a textbook out or something and throw it in there.
Yeah.
I really liked your grading scale. Like, oh, that's not something I didn't even think of. Because that's how a lot of teachers, like, well, especially on our syllabus, it shows that stuff. So definitely that's one I'm going to add to.
Yeah, because, like, I know when I start a new class, the thing I'm most nervous about is, like, okay, how hard are they going to grade my assignments?
Yeah.
Yeah, yours is very cohesive and like,
it flows good.
Everything has a great theme to it. It looks nice. Kind of wishing I messed around with that instead of Prezi, but
Oh no.
Yeah. I think we should just talk for like 40 minutes. Oh, this is up to 30 minutes on that.
What happens if I stop recording? Okay.
I guess we could talk more a bit.
We can talk about like the planning part and like the reflection.
Oh, yeah.
Let me pull that up.
Yeah, since I'm taking a photography class this semester and I have like a nice DSLR camera, I'm thinking about like taking more pictures of like classrooms and stuff and then adding that to my 2.0. Yeah. Because like I also have like a sort of map on my 2.0 where it's like, it was like some kind of like, you know, room planner thing I found on a website, and it's flat, it's not 3D or anything cool like that, but I think it'd be nicer to just go into one of the art rooms one day when it's closed, arrange the desk to how I would like it to be, and then just take a picture of that.
Ours was like there was like four big desks, they were huge, and like they were up high and they sat on stools, like really tall stools, and they were all pushed together, so like like a group of four, so like them who were also like free to roam around the classroom and like get ideas and bring stuff in to paint and stuff. And
it was really cool.
But I'm not very creative myself, but I really enjoyed that. Like, it was like a good mental break from like everything. And it was like still learning things. Like, it's like, I mean, I use them now. I use like the skills that I that I find in there now to like create different things.
And if it loads, so you click on it, and when you start designing it, it's just this overview of it. So like this was my one-on-one. Can you see it? Like my one-on-one, and then this was like my clusters, and then so like, you can zoom in, you can make it however you want, and then when you click this camera button and you make a draft, it like makes it 3D. So like you can actually zoom in and look at it and stuff. Yeah, and then from this side, this one too. And what I, with the iPhone and stuff, you know how you can like scroll up and like record it? That's what I did. And I somehow, I don't know if I can put the video on here or like just make a link to attach to it so that you can go look at it. And then also what I'm going to do, because like I don't have my own classroom to go and take pictures in. So I think I'm just going to set up something in here and like screenshot it and like add it in as like my picture. So that some other kid in the classroom, but he, the teacher, Mr. Brewer said, Google 360 is another one. You wanted to try that?
I think I've seen that.
This one was just easy because on my phone I could do it without pulling out my laptop and stuff.
Yeah, the one I use is just really lame. It's just black and white.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to change that. It looks really boring. I don't want my art thing to look boring.
No, yeah, no. I would say, honestly, your personal work or something would be really cool. I think because, like, as a student, like, my art teacher's work was like blowing my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you saw how good they were.
I think it just would be a good idea for everyone to link their websites on their Web 2.0s, though, because, that's the thing. It's, like that's your portfolio that you're using to get your job. So maybe you want, like, the parents and students to look at that, too.
Okay.
And I did like your idea of, like, going and looking at the official, like, what's it called?
Guidelines.
Yeah.
Or the,
like, the actual, you know.
Was that the one that had, like, a bunch of, like, and when I saw that, I was like,
that was the one that has a bunch of, like, it was, like, I took it from the website, like, I really liked the, the content that they provided, and like I feel like I can like how I divided that up separately, and like
yeah,
I just like or you can just put that part out totally, and like I don't know, I like the content part of it, but I put the curriculum in there kind of thing because I was like, oh well, I see that in a lot of other things, but it is kind of boring. I've never had like a teacher ever do this for me. It was always like a piece of paper that was like, but yeah, and we never had really like an introduction about them and stuff. Like it was like
we never had that either. What we had in my school was just like, you know, the man, what's it called? I am flaking. Yeah, stuff like that. That was just that. And then they would like you'd go in, shake their hand, say hi, my name is so and so. My name is so and so. Yeah, some a lot of them like will use their sick days to skip it because they don't want to be there.
I'm doing integrated sciences, so like, but I really like biology, so like, I know chemistry, but like, so I picked biology for this. But like, I haven't taken physics yet or physical science, so I really just love biology, so I used it for this. And I like went on Amazon and like looked for a book, and I was like, oh, that looks like a good textbook that you can use for
Although the textbooks they would offer are like, you know, decades old.
Yeah. And like you can find people that you've been related to past.
Yeah.
I had a book and it was like my cousin who graduated so long before me. I was like, oh my gosh, I signed this. But I feel like with technology, we don't really have to use that old, the old books anymore.
Like, you know, not to say you should do illegal things, but I torrent my books a lot because I don't want to pay for books.
The thing is,
I struggle in my chemistry class because the chemistry class our book is online, and it is so difficult because I like to find like the text, and like it's like one of those things that's like not like an e-reader, like open up on it, like it's a separate website, and you can't highlight it. It's so difficult. And like it's one page per thing, so like I have to click the next page. I can't scroll. I've tried to print, and for some reason it's like prints out this copyright big thing over it because like they pay a certain fee. At the end of the semester, it's gone. So it's like you're not keeping it.
So, I guess for the planning, he said, "How did you plan for this product? Like, how did you plan?
Like, how did you start out?"
I mean, I thought that too, just because it was like create your classroom. I was like, okay, physically create the classroom.
Yeah, and then I was like posters with on the walls.
I mean, that's. I guess that's the fun part is like decorating your classroom because it's yours. This is mine. I think if, because I remember having a math class that was kind of set up like that, where it was like, it was set up as groups because she wanted us to kind of work in groups where if we're struggling, another student could help us. Because, like, because that's the thing is, like, yeah, the teacher can help you, but it's, like, when there's, like, so many of you in the classroom, they don't have time to help every single one of you.
Also, I think that, like, I never had a math class be in groups like that. Like, I've had where we'll straight out after the teacher's done, like, and then we'll work in groups.
Did you like that?
I did, to an extent. Depends on what the topic is.
Yeah.
So, like, with geometry, like, it's easier for, like, because I had a hard time, like, taking it and putting it 3D. So, like, geometry is something I from it so hard with. So, like, for someone else to point it out and be like, hey, this is how you can look at it to see this. This is what this means. Like, for someone else to take what the teacher says, put it in those words helps a lot with someone who's struggling.
Yeah.
But, like, certain topics, it's hard to do that with. Like, I understand that with math.
I just feel like there's a point where you just need to be focusing on what the teacher's trying to explain instead of, like, you know what I mean? They can be distracted. It's the first thing they're all going to be. But,
that's cool. See, we've been, like, I've had it be divided into groups and then go around at stations, like, work out this at this station for this math thing and, like, for, like, studying purposes. Yeah. Yeah, there's some topics that I feel like are hard to, like, think, like, how am I going to do group work? Like, I've hardly... I had one teacher, and she was an English teacher, and she would, like, set our classroom up in an entire circle and, like, sit at the front, and I was like, that was so different to me. But, like, she was, like, one of the only people I ever had do that, and it would be, like, kind of like we take a ball. But she was always like that. She always went to conferences and, like, different, and, like, was always getting different ideas. But, like, we'd have, like, a ball, and you'd throw it to someone and be like, okay, what's your answer for this? And, like, you'd do something like that, which I thought that was super cool.
In my experience,
See, I think that's the whole important thing about being your students, is, like, knowing who should be in the group with who. Because, like, that's one of the things, like, especially in elementary, I remember teachers always having to threaten to, like, separate friends and stuff because they were always talking to each other instead of paying attention.
And, like, the thing is, my other teachers were like, okay, you can say, but if it's a problem, then, like,
yeah.
And it makes it easier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of my teachers
always made things. It was like, never not. No, in my chemistry class, we had, she set us at circle tables. So, like, the tables were in circles, and, like, there would be four of us, but we were in all the working groups. I was like, why'd you set us all at a table in a circle if we're not allowed to work in groups? It was like the crazy thing. Like, we were legit all sitting there, but we weren't allowed to talk and work on our sheets or anything around it, and it was like,
we
have a circle table, everyone, and, like, there was, like, multiple circle tables, like, everyone was, like, with a group of people, and, like, I can't even remember a time when we ever worked in groups in that class, and it's like,
my chemistry teacher in high school had a U-shaped table was always in the classroom, and it was awful because, you know, he was high school students, and we would steal the counts.
What's the next question?
For the reflection part, it says, like, what have you learned in terms of using these, like, design principles in your documents that you create that enhance your ability to convey information? So basically, like, what have you learned by using these websites that, like, that allow you to, like, show your information more effectively than, like, a piece of paper would?
Definitely, like, the posting thing. I understand that you can have a headline and, like, have your subtitles. And this is more fun and engaging for the students.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, it's you know what I mean?
You don't know what's coming next.
Yeah.
You're like, with a piece of paper, it's like black and white ink. It's like,
Also, just the ability to have, like, all these visuals and stuff that you usually wouldn't be able to have, like the 3D models in the classroom.
So, I'm not as
So one of the things that I reflect me to do is come up with an example how students can use desktop publishing, like what we're doing now, in their own learning. So, like, I think that it would, like, I don't know, it's like a science project. Like, from I take everything and I, like, turn it to a science point of view.
Yeah.
It's like, how could I do this with my content?
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I talked about using technology. Like, I really liked how they did the virtual labs, which I'm all for hands-on, like, all for it. But, like, I think, like, when you go to dissect, I mean, like, it'd be cool to do a virtual lab of it before. So, like, you know where it's at, you know, like, how to do things. And then when you get to the actual thing, you're not confused and lost. You, like, know what's going on.
It's also accessible and, like, trying to get, like, animals out and prep for that. Yeah.
Or, like, they have something recorded with the sound. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like,
yes, they had one. We did our scenario, and it was like that we read, and it was like the teacher had like a there was like live webcam feed of like that was the one we did of like the ecosystems, and like the students were like picking things out of it, like talking about how they live, what lived there, and it was like actual live webcam feed, and I was like, that's really cool.
I'd probably have them do like pretty much the same thing that we're doing now. This is building portfolios and stuff, because it's going to be an important thing for them later on. Yeah, and it's like. You know, I'm so surprised with so many, how many people in college right now don't, like, know certain tech skills and stuff. And I'm like, that's really important. You really need to teach your kids.
I took a computer class. It wasn't required for me. I dropped my English class.
Yeah.
I was, like, scared to death of it. Like, they, like, she, like, gave the syllabus out and was like, it's going to be hard to get a C in here. And I was like, all right. So, like, I dropped it and picked up this computer class. And it was, like, a class all about Microsoft, Excel, Word, and PowerPoint. Yeah, and like we had a book and like we did all these different things, like went in depth with everything. Like, that was like a whole semester. I loved it. I loved it so much. And I learned so much from it. I shouldn't have sold the book, but it was money. But I just like loved it to death. And I like how we did the infographic. I think that's a great way to show like knowledge to like the kids that are like, okay, you've done your lesson. Hey, why don't you guys sit together and do an infographic? Which
it's like a review.
Yeah, that way I can see that you know what we've talked about.
Like
not a worksheet.
To a point, because like, they're sharing that with other people in a community that they're going to interact with in the future, and
they'll work together
and stuff.
They'll learn how to listen to someone else's idea and be like, okay, that's cool, like we can learn from that, instead of just like being like I know a lot of kids, like when we did group work, it was like they said in the book, you learn with one another, not from, so like they're all learning together about the same thing, so that's really cool. That's cool. That's what in geometry we did a lot of like online 3D shapes, and like we'd sit together and like, build different things, and like we did a lot of hands-on activities with it too, so like I thought that was cool. Geometry was more hands-on math than I've ever had in my life. We always had like 3D models that we were working with, and like it was like blew my mind, because I was like it worked better though, because I was like, and like technology helps, so like geometry is really hard, but the teacher gets up there and draws on the board and has 3D, but when you can pull it up on the board and be like, look at this shape, turn it around, like count the faces, count the edges, count the like angles. That would be cool. That would be cool.
I'm kind of like, you have always found it difficult to think of a good integrated activity for history. I mean, there's a lot of good documentaries, and, you know, online video clips and stuff, but in terms of like games, anything I can really think of in that can command, but there's great documentaries that you know, I can include, or video clips, you know, 5-6 minute long video clips on YouTube.
Or like videotaped them, reenacting it, and like uploaded it for people to watch. Like that'd be cool. And like it'd be a good study thing too. Like, hey, each of you get this different topic, and like go reenact it and film it, and then like we'll show it up the class and like remember this is what the Civil War started out from. Like,
we did the Declaration. I can't remember what it's called. Oops, I'm bad at American history, but It was when everyone was getting together to write the Constitution. That's what it was. Constitution. And we all got parts and stuff, and we had to research what their views were and stuff. Like, on, like, whether slaves should be able to vote or not or whatever. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. And that, at the end, we would have to write our character's signature.
This reminds me. We had a picture in our class, and we had a picture of the last episode. You talked about that in the
We had a worksheet for homework, and then we had a study guide and a test, and it was a repeat every time. It was like every 2 weeks, so I was like the cycle. And like math, I had one math. It was my geometry math class, and she was a younger teacher, and she was like, it was like her first couple years, and like she was really good at it. She was really good at it. Yeah, but like my spider math classes were just your typical like sit down, take your notes, here's your worksheet,
yeah,
like, come from the book. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've like I can't wait to like start shadowing teachers. Like we did the intro thing.
Yeah.
And I got this really old math teacher. He was an older guy, and he was like, wouldn't even use the smart board. It was like chalkboard only. Like, that's how it was. And like I was like, oh, like, I didn't know. And it was like,
Did he have?
Yeah, he just wasn't. He didn't like it. He didn't even turn it on the whole time. And we did it for like, we ran for 2 weeks, I think it was, like once every week. And like, it was like the same thing every week. And I was just like, oh my goodness. So then I went into it was like an English classroom, but she did a history spin on her English lessons, which was really cool. So it was like during February, and she did like Black History Month. Mm-hmm. They were like reading the different articles about it, which was cool, but like it was still like, didn't use any technology whatsoever. And then we went to the kindergarten classroom, it was the younger teacher, and it was like, oh my gosh, like the kids had like, iPads, and they had like a certain time where they would all do their educational apps, and like she'd come around. They did stations, like, and she's like, "Okay, guys, let's get to our stations." I've never seen a more structured kindergarten classroom in my entire life. Yes, and she'd like play a video when they first got in there, like about what they're doing, and all the kids are like sticking along to this like video about learning the alphabet, and I was like, "Oh my goodness!" Like it was just the most awesome thing I've ever seen in my life, and I was like, "That is awesome." I'm not a kindergarten teacher, but I want my class to be like that way, like run and flow that smoothie. Yes.
And I saw a tablet thing too during my observations in the kindergarten class, and like it was so great because all the kids were doing stuff at their own pace. Mm-hmm. And if they were behind, then like she would just keep them for like recess or something, and like help her out on trying to get caught up with the rest.
And the kids knew what they were doing at the station, so like she did station herself, and the kids did their own stuff at the other station. And then, then she got one on one.
So you know, like, she would sit there. That's why she gets probably really chaotic.
Oh yeah. They get the hang of it. They need that structure.
Yeah, because it just really helped out, like, focusing on who needs help the most.
And she did, like, different tasks with them, so, like, she'd pull their name out of the and be like, so-and-so is going to be, like, the line leader today.
Yeah.
It was just so cool. Like, she just ran that classroom. Like, this is awesome.
Anybody else anything
today? I don't think so. I guess we should. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.